Chapter 16. Metamorphosis. Pilliam fought down his revulsion, even as his mind rebelled at the charnel sight of the butchered platoon.
"It must be burned," uttered Secutius.
"We need answers for this horror first," breathed Pilliam, leaning into the vox receiver in his gorget. "Bind the colonel!"
Pilliam heard the order acknowledged, but then a moment later his men raised the alarm. Something had happened. He turned. Roan had collapsed and was on the floor shaking. Pilliam was heading back to them when Secutius shouted a warning.
"Wait!"
Annoyed, Pilliam looked back at the other sergeant, stranded in the no-man's land between two decisions.
"It's moving!"
said Secutius, and the Primaris Marines at the far end of the hall took aim. Then Pilliam saw it. The flesh undulated as tendrils of creation wormed through its mass, stitching and conjoining. He barked into the vox.
"Maxus, Eurates, with me! Odysseus, do not let the colonel out of your sight!"
"What is this justice?"
asked Secutius, his own men drawing in at his command.
"I don't know," he rasped.
"Is it alive?" asked Secutius, and nodded to Hellor for him to raise the alarm on the vox.
"If it is," Pilliam began, "then we should kill it."
Raucous bolt of fire lit up the far end of the muster hall, tearing back the shadows with angry, flame-edged light. The shells thudded wetly into the flesh. A raft of small explosions rippled through it, but did nothing to arrest its metamorphosis. A larger mass formed, a hulking and amalgamated body of sorts. Glistening limbs detached from it, strung with ropes of amniotic mucus. It waddled, this half-born thing, uncertain on its claw-toed feet and as large as a dreadnought, staggering with fresh bolt-round impacts but not stopping. It grew, rapidly and exponentially, the red-rimmed caul sheathing its form, stretching and splitting to reveal more horrors. A prehensile tail, a trunk-like neck attached to three human skulls. Its bulk expanded further. The entire charnel pyre revealed to be one concomitant organism. It keened, an ululating and plaintive cry of agony. The sound came not from any of its hollow skeletal mouths, but from a slit that had unzipped across its colossal torso to reveal a dark red maw filled with ranks of uneven teeth.
"Target the limbs!"
roared Pilliam, shooting out one of its knees and tearing the leg from the body. It slumped on one leg, wallowing and floundering. Secutius destroyed the other one, and the red flesh spawn collapsed, trilling in pain. With a wrenching of torn skin, eight distended arms speared from the body. The fingers of the hands meshed together into talons. They raised the thing up, tottering and insectile. The torso mouth widened, two large chitin pincers pushing through either cheek, experimentally snapping open and shut. Bolt shells still ripping chunks from its bloated body, it charged Hellor, who stood his ground, weapon blazing. The spawn barreled through the firestorm, its grotesque visage lit by muzzle flare, and bore the Primaris Marine down. His brothers flocked to his aid, even as Hellor drew his combat blade, the spawn's bulk crushing him, splitting ceramite and adamantium. A spray of blood splashed his faceplate, and the scent of it drove the thing wild, pincers snapping feverishly, biting off pieces of Hellor and hurriedly shoveling him into his maw. Secutius let out a cry, part rage, part anguish. He threw himself at the spawn. They all did, hacking and firing, levelling every inch of gene-forged strength towards ending this thing. Pilliam had Maxus, Tiberius and Eurates at his side. The four advanced in steady lockstep, bolt rifles at maximum discharge. During the fusillade, he caught a glimpse of Odysseus. He was edging towards the battle, discipline at war, with the desire to protect his sergeant. Behind him, the figure of Colonel Roan arose on loose limbs, like a puppet left slack on its strings. Pilliam fired, almost point-blank now. Blood spatter and stinking flesh flecked his face and armour. This thing, it would not die in any conventional way. They had to annihilate it. In his peripheral vision, Pilliam saw Odysseus struggling, with Colonel Roan clamped upon his back.
The armsmen were backing off, two coming around with shields, Shana screaming at the sight of it all. He let his attention wander for a split second, and one of the spawn's legs struck Pilliam across the chest, and he careened backwards. One took Maxus, too, who went spiralling into the shadows. Eurates and Tiberius fell back, letting off short, sustained bursts. The thing shifted suddenly, putting its bulk between him and the other Primaris Marines, and Pilliam lost sight of them. Bony barbs jutted from the thing's forelimbs. They had racked Pilliam's torso down to the mesh underlayer. One of the input ports for his armour was exposed. A cocktail of organic narcotics flooded Pilliam's system to extinguish the pain. He was rising, bolt rifle swinging around, when he heard Shana.
"Help us! Thron! Please!"
Blood thundered in Pilliam's ears as he fought to reassert alignment. Odysseus lay face down, jerking in his death throes, as Roan repeatedly stabbed him in the back with the bony spines he now had instead of fingers. His shoulders had broadened, too. His mouth distended and agape. Spiny teeth glistened. Before his neck darted down with serpentine aggression, and he bit right through the ultramarine's gorget.
"Scusius!"
Pilliam slurred, only now realizing how badly he had been injured. Some of the barbs had embedded in his flesh. He felt them pinch, and then start to dig. Secutius had emptied his bolt rifle and was hacking at the spawn, two-handed. He drove his combat blade in, right up to the hilt, and then dragged it downwards. It was like opening up a balloon of bulging viscera, as rancid organs and malformed body parts spilled out in a gruesome flood. Acid hissed as it made contact with the sergeant's armour.
"Secutius! Marcus!"
Pilliam said again, ripping out the last of the embedded barbs with his fingers and half running, half staggering to his feet as he made for Shana and the armsmen. Two were already dead. Roan had left Odysseus' still quivering corpse and had just ripped off the head of one of the quartermaster's escorts. Blood geezered from the femoral artery. Another lay nearby, riot shield bent almost in two, her ribcage open like a sprung hinge and steaming in the cold air. Her sightless gaze fell in Pilliam's direction, and he roared,
"Danger! Behind us!"
Eurates and Tiberius peeled off from the fight with the spawn. Pilliam heard their urgent footfalls following on behind his own. They reached Roan almost at the same time. The last armsman had been eviscerated and left to die in a pool of his own stinking innards. Pilliam put a bolt in the back of Roan's head, which had grown and distorted. Part of the skull blew out, releasing a plume of matter and broken bone. Roan turned, except this wasn't Roan. A row of eyes had opened down one side of his chest, bloodshot, yellow and blinking feverishly at the advancing Primaris Marine. Two tentacular limbs unfolded from his flanks, a snapping beak in place of hands and fingers. Muscle mass exploded across his whole frame, uneven and burdensome. It gave him resilience, though. Several bolt rounds struck him in the torso but failed to stop him. Shana had collapsed from sheer terror. She backscuttled away from Roan, weeping and wailing every inch. The Roan thing barged into Eurates, who had the presence of mind to draw his blade, shove it into the neck, and hold on. Somewhere behind Pilliam, a loud explosion went off. Grenades. He heard Secutius shouting, something raw and indistinct, a primal reaction to the unnatural, a channeling of his fury. For his part, Pilliam dropped his bolt rifle and picked up Odysseus' weapon.
"Stand clear!"
he bellowed, and racked a crack grenade in the bolt rifle's auxiliary launcher. Slowly being crushed by Roan's tentacles, Eurates shouted,
"Do it!"
and Pilliam mashed the trigger. The explosion smashed him off his feet and tore Roan apart. Tiberius advanced on the gibbering mess, blasting at dismembered limbs and pieces of Roan's body until they were nothing more than red smears. Getting to his feet, Pilliam tossed two frag grenades into whatever was left and shredded Roan, or the thing that he had become, out of existence. He looked back in time to see Secutius impaled on one of the spawn's barbed limbs. It speared him through the chest, instantly destroying both hearts. He shuddered with his final nerve tremors and fell still. His grip slackened, a blood-slick blade clattering as it hit the ground. Pilliam roared.
Marcus!